Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020, and I want to say thanks to Scott, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Thanks, Scott, for helping us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the United States. That's what the AMP program does. It helps us spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can, and you can do it for just $5 a month. You get some cool perks, some bennies for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com like Scott did. He's gold level, which means he's doing $10 a month, so really appreciate that. But if you can do $5, that would be awesome. Go on to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with PayPal. You can use crypto in the form of Bitcoin BTC, and you can also do a credit card or debit card. So we really appreciate it when you do that. As we kick off the second hour here from day number one of ForkFest, which is actually, we're recording this on Monday. You're hearing it on Tuesday. And we are in the midst of a really just horrifying story of what it's like to be pre-trial confinement in segregation in a New Hampshire jail. Our friend here, Footloose, is on the third microphone. It's Ian and Aria in the studio. Footloose, thanks for staying for the extra conversation here. This is quite a story.
My pleasure.
And you had started out just by sort of mentioning that you spent 5 years in segregation. And I'm like, what? Tell us more. And now there's been this just insane story of violence, unnecessary violence on the part of the police, targeting these people in segregation with relatively inhumane conditions of not allowing them to have something as simple as a blanket during the daylight hours.
Well, I mean, it's about power more than anything.
Right. It's about compliance versus defiance.
That was the one thing you wanted. So it was the one thing they were going to
take
from you.
Exactly.
Right.
And so they took everything. And when you're in segregation, they basically take everything. Now, you did mention that you had some things that you'd managed to collect over time. So was that like personal writings and things like that?
So, yeah, a side effect that I found out about later, I didn't know this at the time, but a side effect from concussions is rhyming.
Mm.
I don't know exactly.
Meaning you rhyme more often?
Meaning that you rhyme, yes.
Okay.
So you're just like talking and everything you're saying is in verse and rhyming. And so I was already a writer and I write poetry and stuff, but I was churning out some of the best poetry that I've ever done. So I was just excited to have this stuff and,
Concussions.
So I do have memory issues.
They took your blankets. You were called to court. You didn't want to go. They majorly fought you about that. You got into basically...
Oh, right. And you had a good reason to not want to go.
Right. So I felt that I was justified in refusing.
They flipped your cell when you got back. After fighting with the police, they told you everything was going to be in your cell. Nothing was there.
Nothing was there. They lied.
I think we'd left your story off where they'd like thrown you into the cell, lifted you up. You're still handcuffed, so you took another hit to the head as you fell directly into your cell as they threw you into it.
And you finally were able to call your attorney, who sent down a private investigator to take pictures and
document it.
So, and then to touch on... So
how did that progress? Did they get any police negligence or brutality charges filed against them? No way.
No, of course not. You can't call the police. The only thing you can do is, like, file a request slip on the kiosk, which I was banned from.
Right.
So you can complain to the jail about the way the jail is treating you.
Right.
But the private investigator was able to get in.
The private investigator was able to get in, yes. They can't deny that.
They have to allow your attorney to meet with you. That's one of the few rights you have as a prisoner, and that was essentially the attorney's agent. So they were.
It was a huge... solid of that officer to let me out to make that phone call very briefly.
Yeah.
It saved the day. So something I forgot to mention is how did I, I said they brought me to punitive segregation, solitary confinement, which is for people who cause problems and get in trouble and get write-ups.
That's
right?
What they say.
So I was like, once I found out I was in the hole, I said, what happened? What did I do? And it took me a few days before they got back to me, and they finally said, you asked to go to the hole. And I said, okay, well, then I'm
this concussed person
right.
who cannot currently stand trial because of incompetency or a inability to determine competency,
right.
but you're competent enough to be put in the hole merely by a request. None of this seemed odd to them.
And I honestly think they just completely made that up. There's no reason why. And I said, where's the document that I signed?
Yeah, I don't
where's
remember
the
that.
Request slip that I put in? Like, you know, and I said, okay, so if I ask to go, then I'm asking to be released from the whole thing. And they're like, yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. You're staying here. You're administrative segregation and whatever. So they got me stuck there. Now they just flipped me and dumped me on my head after that scuffle and left me there. I see my lawyer, see the private investigator, and start to get medical attention, antibiotics, and things like that. And then I said, oh, so we left off where I popped all the sprinklers, and now I'm standing on top of the TV stand in the unit, right? So they're like, what are we going to do? So all these cops come on the unit, and they're all standing there, and usually they run on the unit and, you know, pepper spray somebody, cuff somebody up.
Yeah, but you're 25 feet above the ground.
I'm 25 feet in the air, and they're like, and I said, yeah, what are you going to do now? I said, you guys have to rewrite your entire playbook. There's nothing you can do. And so there was some of them said we're going to push, you know, let's just put mattresses on the ground and push them off. And
because that works in cartoons. It must work in real life.
I'm just trying to visualize this. So, again, having been in a jail myself for civil disobedience for 58 days, you know, in the tier that I was in, I was not in segregation, but there may be a similar design. So you've got the two floors. The TVs there were mounted like off of the railings, not directly on the railings, on the second floor. So they were mounted high up. Is that kind of what yours?
Yeah,
was like?
It's about the level of the second tier floor height, maybe.
So if they were on the second tier, they could, in theory, like possibly touch you if you're
so
on.
So you know
TV
the
thing,
tables.
Right?
It's just like a regular table, but the four chairs. It's just the size of a picnic table like this. So that high plus a flipped over trash can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6'1". I had to stand on the trash can and I had to jump up and stick my fingers in the hole. There was a square hole in the back for the wires to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck my fingers in there and kind of like did a
muscle up
there and stood up there.
So you put a lot of work into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about it. It wasn't just a random, hey, boom. Like, I thought about
that. Was the TV there, or was it like an empty mount?
Empty mount, because we were in the hole, so there was no... It used to be a different, like, unit, and then they turned it into the hole or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is there a TV in the...
There is no TV stand there now.
Now it makes sense. But the mount is sitting there.
The mount is no longer there.
Right. It was at the time, though.
It was. They took it down because
of
me.
You.
Yes.
All right, so what do they do? They're like, what do we do with this?
So they're like, what do we do with this? And then the guy's like, we'll push him off. And then this corporal comes, and he's trying to negotiate.
Did anyone with a brain come?
Right. So this one guy, he's like, I said, listen, if you want to negotiate, I said, first thing, that guy right there, he needs to get out. Get him out of here. Tell him, get him out of the room.
This
I don't want him to know.
Worst, one of
this
the worst,
is the guy who's saying he's going to push me off. I said, get him. He was talking crap the whole time, being an instigator. I said, get him out. And they're like, they look at each other, and they go, 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 go. And the guy, he's like, what? Are you kidding me right now? Flipping out. So he leaves. And then so I said, okay, so what are we going to do? I said, the only thing you do is get a ladder. And I said, this is how it's going to go down. I said, I'm going to come down the ladder willingly. You guys are not going to touch me. You're going to give me arm's reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I will walk back to my cell. You guys can stay a distance and just don't touch me, or it's going to be on. Last time, you remember what happened? I was cuffed and shackled. I'm not right now.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want to do. And so they cleared out everybody but two corporals, got a ladder. I started coming down, and the corporal grabs my pant leg as I'm coming down, and I'm on the ladder, and I go, hey, hey. And the other corporal goes, don't let him go, let him go, let him go. And he's like, what? And he backs up.
Oh, yeah.
And so they gave me distance.
Wow.
I walked back to my cell, and it was cool after that. A couple of days later, they shipped me pretrial to SHU, New Hampshire State
special
Prison,
housing
special
unit?
Housing unit maximum security, and that.
Oh my God, this is unprecedented.
They put you in prison.
Hold that thought here. We got more with Footloose coming up here from ForkFest 2020.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
AnarchoVegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at AnarchoVegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for AnarchoVegas.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
At ForkFest 2020. This is Free Talk Live, and it is, we don't really know how it's going to turn out quite yet. It's a slow start. It always is a slow start at events like this. Not everybody shows up on the first day because, well, a lot of people know that the weekend is where it culminates, and you know, there's a build up throughout the whole week. So some people come up just for Friday, Saturday, that kind of thing. So we'll see how it ends up fleshing out, but it's going to be interesting, and we will bring it to you here. This is actually day number one that we're recording this on Monday. We've been getting into a lengthy story, a horrifying tale of solitary confinement and police abuse. Or do I repeat myself? But we're going to continue with that here. But I do want to let you know about Divi's new wallet. That is, they're still working on it, but at some point they will be releasing a next-generation wallet where you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. Ian and Aria in the remote studio here with Footloose. From what's the best organization to plug for you?
Humble House is my business.
Humble House. And this is like a drug recovery kind of place?
Transitional living program, so not just drugs, but we're a smart recovery-based program. I'm also the local coordinator for smart recovery in Manchester, New Hampshire, which is a nonprofit, international nonprofit.
Smart recovery?
Smart recovery, okay. S-M-A-R-T. It's an acronym. It stands for self-management and recovery training. We don't have buddies or sponsors. We have tools that we learn on the individual level, and we teach to people and help them learn them to number one is build and maintain motivation to change. Two is cope with urges. Once you want to stop, you have to be able to cope with those urges. And three is managing your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, also known as problem solving. Fourth is having a lifestyle balance. And so we have 14, 15 tools or techniques that help you address those different areas. Some will hit all 4 points. Some will just hit 1 point. We do like a cost-benefit analysis, hierarchy of values, what else do we do? We do the ABCs of REBT, Rational Motive Behavior Therapy, which one of our co-founders, Albert Ellis, is the creator of, which was a forerunner to CBT. So
there's a lot we can unpack there. Good.
It's very, it's an alternative to AA and other programs like that. You were talking about this earlier.
Off the air.
Yeah, off the air. And I have to agree with you on that. To me, it's the most bizarre thing ever to be like, hey, here's some religion to fix your physical addiction. Yes, we promise. We totally have a medical degree.
It can be a light switch. You know, your higher power can be a light switch. And
I mean, sure.
My thing is,
faith healing is not medically sound advice.
Right.
So that's what AA is.
Smart is science-based, and we are self-empowering.
And based on the self.
Yes, it's
individual.
Self-empowering. And so there is a conflict between the two programs that I've been, you know, diligently working at trying to fix, because you can do, if you do the 12 steps and you like the 12 steps, smart recovery is only going to help you work the steps better. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of my friends is Molly Mae Washington. She does Celebrate Recovery, which is the fastest growing recovery program in the country. Mm-hmm. And it is a 12-step based program. And the two programs can work hand in hand. She actually takes smart recovery tools and applies them in her Celebrate Recovery. So there's the only difference is that, you know, the 12 steps say we're powerless. And you know, we say we're powerful. And the two can be reconciled. They can be true at the same time. We're talking about different things now. There's inside-out thinking and outside-in thinking. And we're powerful over our internals, our thoughts, and what we choose to do and say.
Sure.
Right? We're powerful over the things in our immediate range. But we're powerless over other people, the weather, time, death. And, you know, a lot of things. So, yes, we can be powerless and we can be powerful. Not completely powerless and not completely powerful.
But that's not the manner in which 12-step programs typically say, I am powerless. I mean, they don't mean you're powerless to control others. They mean you're powerless to control your addiction.
Yeah. Which is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you label yourself as anything, whether it's libertarian or anarchist
or
addict, you start acting.
acting as that. Mm-hmm. So when you label yourself as addict or alcoholic, then you start acting according, I can't stop it. Oh, and then you justify the real, I'm an addict, I can't stop, it's a disease, and if it's a disease, it's a thinking disease.
I'm just a
disease.
Victim.
Right. So my personal position on the disease model, I don't believe it's a disease, it's mm-hmm. a thinking, a thought.
Yeah, you can change your thoughts.
Change your thoughts, change your reality, 100%.
Let's get back into the insane reality that you were experiencing where you were just telling us that they had had enough of you at the Merrimack County Jail.
Right.
With, you know, you being there for drug charges, nonviolent, victimless drug charge, and getting into it with some of the guards. You didn't want to go to court, et cetera. There was some conflicts. They tossed your cell. They stole your blankets from you. They were just giving you the worst time. They put you in solitary, claiming that you asked for it, which you're like, I didn't ask for this. What are you talking about? So like, all right, well, you don't like it in solitary here. We're going to take you to the special housing unit, the solitary block of the prison.
Right.
The state prison.
State prison, yes.
Pre-trial.
Pre-trial.
What?
So I was there a year and 9 months, pre-trial, so that would be, was like, I was in the county
months. What happened to the right to a speedy trial?
So I was actually in the hole, punitive segregation, which is the prison within the prison, for a year and 6 months. I have the longest consecutive hole sentence in the history of the state prison. So the warden ended up letting...
It wasn't even a sentence.
Right. No, I was all pretrial. The warden let me out early after they sent me to SPEW for 90 days to try to get a reading on me. What's up with this guy?
And what is SPEW?
SPEW is a secure psychiatric unit, which is supposedly not part of the prison. It's part of the New Hampshire Hospital. Mm-hmm. But it's on the top floor of CCU in the prison on the prison property, and it's run by prison guards and prison medical staff.
Okay.
So they had me there for 90 days. I won't even get into all that. They tried to get me to shave my beard. I told them it's religious.
It's
won't
awesome
shave
beard,
it.
Man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And so they end up sending me back to the hole to finish out my hole time, and I'm there, and the captain calls me down to the office. They're like, captain wants to talk to you. So I was cool with the captain. Captain Gagliardi, if you're hearing this, what's up, buddy? And so I go down there. I talk to him. He said, everything's taken care of. We already talked to the warden. He's going to give you a time cut. All you got to do is write a request slip and ask for a time cut for meritorious behavior. I said, I can't do that, sir. He said, why? I said, because my behavior has not changed. I said, the only thing that's changed is your officer's behavior. So you haven't even heard about the things that have started there.
I still don't understand how they can keep somebody in a prison cell pre-trial for a year. How does that even happen? I mean, it's just so bizarre.
I would imagine the jail was charging him with some sort of rules violations.
I started to get rule violations after that.
Hold that thought. More coming up here. We'll continue with Footloose. This is Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020.
I've had bluefern Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flax seeds, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at an event in Phoenix, Arizona, telling his supporters that the left-wing mob is trying to destroy American heritage by tearing down statues and desecrating monuments. The president then switched his attention to talking about the wall that's being built between the United States and Mexico.
We have a wall, so we've built 220 miles. We're going to have, and it's Every single element, I met with Border Patrol, who are fantastic, by the way. Every single element they wanted, you have to see through, which makes sense. You have to do all of the different, we have cameras on it, we have sensors on it. It is just 30 feet high.
The FBI saying the rope found in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage was a door pull and not a noose and had been there since 2019. USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pouring cold water on Republicans' police reform bill, saying that no meaningful legislation can emerge from it. Speaking on the Senate floor, the New York Democrat says the bill Republicans proposed falls short.
But the Republican legislation pretends as if the cancer of police brutality is in reality, little more than a runny nose.
Schumer, without proof, saying the Republicans created a bill just to get the burden of police brutality off their shoulders. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with students and local leaders in Waukesha, Wisconsin, to discuss charter and private voucher schools. Pence saying Wisconsin has been in the forefront on the school choice movement and calling President Trump a great champion of choice.
And as Wisconsin has demonstrated every day, that by empowering parents where to choose where their children go to school, we're inviting excellence all across education, and you're certainly seeing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, we're at FortFest 2020. You can go to fortfest.party, learn more about this event. It's going on for the next 2 weeks, so you've got plenty of time to get up here and join us. We'll be talking with all kinds of interesting folks over the next 2 weeks of broadcasting from here at our remote broadcast site right up at the top of the hill. As you're coming into the park, you can't miss us. We've got a big LRN.FM, Free Talk Live banners and such. So come on out, say hello. Maybe sit in for a segment if you got something to talk about. It's Ian.
Are you?
And Footloose is here with us, hey. Telling us, regaling us with just a horrifying, one of the worst jail stories that I think I've heard in my time. This is pretty horrifying, especially considering, I mean, none of it would be okay, but especially considering that you weren't even convicted of the thing that they put you into the facility and then ultimately into segregation, solitary confinement, for a long time. You were in a jail for a little while. They ended up putting you in the prison special housing unit, so you're being segregated in solitary there. And like you said, I'm sure you can go into all manner of sub-stories and such, but why were you not able to go to trial in any of this? Like you said, you were there for over a year in just the prison pre-trial?
So, yeah, I was pre-trial, and it's just whenever the competency thing starts, and, you know,
they were assessing you for competency still.
So it takes forever that you got to see a specialist from the state, and then we get to have our specialist, and it's
so you they're know. Arguing in court over whether or not you're competent to stand trial. Is that the idea?
Right.
And that's what took them over a year to do?
Right.
Wow.
We're at like 2.5 years into this story, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, we got up to 2.5, yeah, but we backtracked. So we'll start back where we left off, which was me getting shipped to the prison. So a few days. So between me popping
off at the special psychiatric unit.
Oh well, that. But I kind of skipped a part there.
Okay.
I jumped ahead there.
Go ahead.
So they send me from the jail, and they have
me in a sheriff car and another sheriff following, you know, just because they're like, oh, this guy's
two guy crazy,
took on 10 cops, you know. And but I never hurt anybody. I never assaulted anybody. No, nothing like that. Right. And I hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the prison, and usually the policy is that they have to bring you to booking, and you get booked at booking, and then they send you wherever from booking. So they bring me to the shoe side, and they were going to book me right at shoe. So we pull in the sally port, and I'm just chit-chatting with the sheriff, and all these Ninja Turtles show up, right? These shoe guys, they got their vests, they're all battled, they're ready to go, and they came, and they looked like they were ready for war, mm-hmm. right?
Somebody called them, they knew what they were getting into.
Right, well, what I didn't realize was that the transfer papers, the county jail said that I was highly assaultive towards staff.
Mm-hmm.
So they so these guys got a hit, they're like, oh, they're sending over somebody who's been assaulting staff, we're gonna give him a warm welcoming, right?
Yeah.
So, and I didn't assault anybody.
No, you defended yourself.
Right, nobody got hurt, I'm the one that got messed up.
Yep.
And so they say, oh, is this the transfer? And he's like, yeah, this is the transfer. He says, oh, is he giving you a problem?
Ready to go.
He goes, no, what do you mean? No, I've transported this guy a number of times. He's never given me a problem. This is mm-hmm. cool. And they were like, oh, well, we were told that you're getting a highly assaultive transfer. He's like, no, well, I don't know about that. This is the transfer, though. This is the guy. He goes, yeah, no. And then so there's this guy in the crow house or whatever they call it, the tower.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, but he got into a fight with another guard in the parking lot and sued over it. Anyway, so he's hated by the other guards, and he's like, no, the policy is he's got to be brought to booking. You're supposed to bring him through booking. This isn't the way you're supposed to bring him in here, and blah, 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 blah. And so they're like, all right, we'll bring him from here over to booking so the guy doesn't have to drive around. So they bring me over to booking, and I had a piece of string on my finger that I had. It's loosely tied there. Mm-hmm. Tie a string on your finger to help you remember things.
Right.
So because of my memory, I was writing a lot of notes, and I would forget to even that I wrote notes.
Okay.
So they want to take the string off my finger, and the guy was like, give it to me now. And I'm like, I'll just put it in my envelope here, my stuff, and you guys can just search through it. And he goes, no, you're going to give it to me now. And
I said.
And I'm like, oh, I put it back on my finger, and I go, no. And he's like, this ain't the county jail. We tell you what to do here, and you listen. I said, sounds like the county jail to me. And he says, listen, I'm giving you... He leaves. He comes back with motorcycle gloves with the armor knuckle plates, like carbon uh-huh. fiber, and he's strapping those on all like... And this dude, Corporal Daniels. What's up, Corporal Daniels? We're cool anyways, even though he beat the hell out of me. He actually kneeled on me like George Floyd. I've been in that position.
Yep.
So
all because you wouldn't give him a string.
All because I wouldn't give him a string on my finger.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're going to come in there and we're going to get that string.
And it's not that you weren't willing to give it to them.
I was willing to give it to him. I was willing to put it in the envelope, but that wasn't good enough for him. So
no, because he wanted to throw it away.
Yeah.
You might hurt yourself with that string, so we're going to kneel on you.
Yeah. So they open the door, they come in there, I just dove on the thing, I just like clenched my fist and I protected it, and mm-hmm. they just cuffed me up, and they bring me to a tank. Now, once they get me in the tank, it's an empty room, and now I'm surrounded by like 10 or 15 cops, and they uncuff me again, put your hands up, got my hands up, they go, take the string off your finger, and I said the same thing, I was like, F you, come get it. And I dove on the ground. I basically turtled up,
uh-huh.
right? I dove on the ground and covered it, and they jump on me. He kneels on my neck like George Floyd. So he's kneeling on my neck, and now I'm trying to get off the ground now. I'm like, who the hell does this guy think he is? He's kneeling on my neck and giving me body blows with the gloves on. Bang, bang, bang. And then he says, spray him. They empty a whole can of pepper spray in my face.
Wow.
A whole can. And they got my arm behind my back, and they were starting to get the string. And so there's my poor judgment again. I'm thinking in my head, oh, I'm just going to say you win, and they're going to stop, and it's going to be over with, right?
Mm.
So I go, you win. And I let my hand go so they could take it off. And he takes it off, grabs my thumb, and pops it out of its socket. They're trained on how to do that, not to break it. Pops it out of the socket. Oh! And yeah, so then I stand up. They cuff me. I stand up. I'm soaked, and I had kind of long hair. And I shake my head like a dog, and they're all staring at me while I do it. So I got all of them in the face with pepper spray.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So they didn't like that too much.
This was when you just arrived.
And I just arrived, just so that kind of, you know.
They didn't like it, but they caused it.
That's true.
I mean, this was their doing.
Yep.
Right.
So, and it's over a string that was tied around your finger because you're concussed.
It's over obedience, right? It's over obedience. They told him to take the string off, and he said no, and they punished him to the maximum force that they could. All right, so you go immediately into segregation after this.
Right, so I was on a I was in SHU on a tier for like a week or two, and then they put me directly into the hole after. I got 55 days in the hole for that. So then how did I get so much other hole time, right? This one cop... Every day you have standing count. So you have to...
You stand outside or inside
your... No, inside your cell. They just go standing count. They come down the tier and they look in there to see if you're alive and moving. And most of the cops, they'll just be like, are you moving? And you just wave to them if you're sleeping or something. They're like, yeah, and they keep going. And this one guy, he would be like, standing count. And I'd be like, wave to him. And he'd be like, no, you got to stand. You got to at least... And
you're in your bed or whatever?
I'm in my bed, yeah. And he'd be like, you have to stand. And so I would go, okay. And right when you put your foot on the floor, he'll walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you didn't even make me... So it's like a power thing. It's another. So I said, okay. And it's the hyperaggression from the head trauma. I just was like, I'm not standing for that guy. So I stopped standing for that guy. And he started writing me up every day.
Mm.
It turned in, once a regular B ticket happens like two or three times in 30 days, it turns into an A ticket. So I started getting these A tickets, and it's 15 days imposed hold time each, 5 days for the Bs, and I was getting an A and a B. So I was getting 20 days imposed hold time per week for like, there was like 36 instances of these tickets. So I had like 3 years to do in the hole, right? Jeez.
And this is all pre-trial.
All pre-trial.
Justice! We want justice!
So,
is what they want?
No, you don't have to. I'll try to give you the cliff notes from here on. Like,
hold that thought.
Yeah. Sure.
More with Footloose, Ian and Aria here in our remote studio. This is ForkFest. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party. And you can learn more about the event, which is essentially a non-event. And what I mean by that is there is no one who is in charge. There's no board of directors. It's decentralized, right? So there's nobody who is an organizer of ForkFest. ForkFest just happens during a certain time frame, and people who are cool show up and hang out, and they do things that are cool in a lot of cases. I have yet to go down to the Dome, which is a little ways down the hill from here, but the guys from AnyPay, of course, have put up their epic dome once again. They put it up last year, threw a few parties in there, and I believe they're doing the Space Disco this Friday night at that dome. I know last year their parties were invitation only, so we'll do our best to get you an invite, Footloose, because I think you'd get along with those guys.
That'd be great.
So Ian and Aria with our special guest Footloose. I didn't know how long this interview was going to go. You know, it's one of those things where we play it by ear. No, please don't apologize. It's very interesting, very outrageous. We play things by ear. If somebody's, you know, if it's just a typical interview, it's going to be a segment. We're going to move on. But this was, we're coming up on 2 hours.
This was bizarre.
This was just shocking. And he's revealing to us just how horrifying the government's jail system is, how inhumane it is, how obsessed with control that these people are that work in these prisons and jails. And all of the things you've been describing to us over the last hour and a half or so of this interview all happened to you pre-trial, meaning you weren't convicted by a jury or even by a judge of anything, but yet you've spent now in the time frame that you've been telling us about, well over a year and a half or so.
Almost 2 years in the hole.
2 years behind bars, almost all the time was in the hole. Ultimately, at the prison, they've moved you to the state prison and put you in the hole there. And so you just kept getting these 20-day sentences for not getting out of bed fast enough when some goon was demanding that you do that. And that's where you were going to pick
up Michael Miller.
You said it was only one who demanded that you actually get out of bed, right? The rest of the guards were fine with you just waving?
Yeah, the other ones were fine with me just waving. And I think what happened was that they messed with him and got him to go
after. Is this the guard you were talking about who was always in a bad mood because he wasn't
well liked? Yeah, he's just like a tight ass, you know, he's just a, you know, by the book kind of guy. And he, you know, power hungry.
Just oh, yeah.
Do what I say. If you don't do what I say. And so what I think happened was that the other guards told him, because he told me one day, he was like, you stand for everyone else. They told me you stand for them. I'm like, no, I don't, man. So I think they got, they were like, you know, hazing him a little bit to get him to, they knew he would do that to me. So anyways, the warden ends up letting me out early, right? Without me asking, mm-hmm. because he knew that it was unjustified. And
now, are they letting you out of prison or letting you out of
the hole?
Solitary?
Out of the hole. So at this point, I've been sentenced. I've had my trial.
Oh, really?
I've actually,
we skipped that. 2 years?
I had a trial, and then I had a mistrial, sorry, and then they tried me again, and I had a hung jury, and then I got found guilty. They, you know, yeah, I won't even get into all that. But
so it took about 2 years to get to the actual trial?
To finish it and complete it.
Unbelievable.
Yes. By that time, I was sentenced.
And what was
on
the sentence?
Two trials.
What was the sentence?
Oh, boy.
This was for drug possession.
So, drug possession, and then they had a bail jumping as well for the drug possession that they were charging me with because of my memory problem. Yeah, it was a felony.
Uh-huh.
So, they gave me a 2.5 to 7 for the drugs.
Felony drug.
Which is a 7-year sentence. It's mm-hmm. 7 and possibly getting out in 2.5. So, it's maximum sentence, basically. Yeah. On the drugs, and then I think it was a 2.5 to 5 suspended for 5 years on the bail jumping,
okay,
consecutive to the drug charges. So
you were looking at 7.5 to 12 years.
Yes. So well, I ended up doing 4 years and 9 months before I finally paroled out.
Wow. 4 years, including the two that you were in pretrial, right? So
yes, total. So I was in solitary confinement the entire time, even when I went to SPU's secure psychiatric unit. That was solitary confinement.
Wait, what about when the warden let you out?
That was still solitary confinement. The only
so he let you out of what into solitary? What
he let me out of the hole.
The hole, the worst of all.
It's called punitive segregation.
Describe the difference for our listener between solitary confinement and the hole. What's the difference?
The difference is in the hole, there's 24/7 lights.
Oh, my God.
There is no plug.
Okay, so it's
no
literal
outlets.
Torture.
Yeah.
That's
24/7 lights, and you're not allowed to order coffee or anything like that.
So no commissary.
You don't get state pay. So this is another thing. To buy hygiene and stamps, they give everyone state pay, and then you get different jobs to earn higher amounts of state pay, and whatever the most you can get is like $2 a day. And so you get 85 cents a day state pay, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in punitive segregation, you don't get state pay.
Right.
So I was in there the whole time. I wasn't allowed to buy stamps, paper, envelopes, nothing. So I had to have other guys. I had to fish out, throw a line under the door and tie our lines and get stuff from other guys.
Wow.
Yeah. And
So even though you were in the hole, it was still in the segregation unit. It's just a special.
There's two tiers. There's 8 cells per tier. There are, and then there's upstairs and downstairs, and there are, it's like a 3-pronged cross.
Huh. Right. And at this point, they're denying you things that they are required to give you according to the freaking Geneva Convention.
Right.
Like basic hygiene
How
items
about
and things like that.
A dictionary. How about I went to court one day from the hole for my trial. I come back and my dictionary's gone. I bought it in the hole. It was on the because you can buy hygiene stuff. So it was on the hygiene list. So I bought it.
So you can't get most commissary, but you can get the basics.
The basics.
You can get some toothpaste.
Yeah. Toothpaste and paper. And
okay.
So I...
But with what money? Because they're denying you that as well, right?
Right. So I think I got a little bit of state pay. And I'm not trying to think how did I... I think my buddy, one of the guys had his mom send me a little bit of money or something. So I had a tiny bit. I bought... The dictionary, it was like I had nothing to read, so I bought a dictionary, and then there's stuff in the back, you know, facts and things like that, so I'd flip through the dictionary all day and learn words, and I come back and it's gone.
Gone.
It's the only thing I had, right? So I said, where's my dictionary? I want my dictionary. They end up giving me a dictionary with another guy's name in it, because they write your name in it. Whenever you get something like that, they'll write your name and number in it. So I'm like, this isn't my dictionary. This is somebody else's. I said, I don't want this.
Well, also, it's important to point out, the reason why you don't want it, and I'm just, let me guess at this, is if they toss your cell and they find something in your cell that doesn't belong to you, you get a write-up for that.
Exactly.
So you can't have somebody else's dictionary.
That's what I was. That was my.
Setting you up.
You that too. I didn't think of it like that, yeah. But I was thinking that you're going to be able to take it from me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, "Oh, that's not yours. We're going to take it from you now." Oh, another. You know, it's another thing for them to mess
and
with.
You up.
So I said. So I ended up. I planned this thing out, and I ended up holding myself hostage. I barricaded my cell and
Jesus,
sent them a note and declared war.
When you're in the hole, you got nothing to lose, right?
Yeah, and I said I want my stuff because they also lost all my property. When I transferred from the jail, I had a trash bag of papers and all my writings and poems. They lost it all.
They lost it all.
With my dad, you know, my dad's ashes somehow turned up, though. I had a little pendant with my dad. They found that somehow, but, you know, all the other stuff just vanished.
Wow. 4 years, 9 months in solitary, basically the entire time.
Right.
And how much of it was in the hole?
A year and 9 months.
Wow. And let's just comment.
So you were forced to spend a year and 9 months in a room with 24/7 lights.
Correct.
That is torture. Let's explain why that's torture. So it's torture enough to just be disconnected from humans, right? Like, that's why solitary segregation is torturous generally, because you have no
sensory deprivation.
Well, there's that, but you have no...
It is literal torture.
Correct. That's generally considered torture. You add to that being 24/7 lighted, then you lose the connection with the circadian rhythms, right? Because then you don't know when it's nighttime. It's always daytime. And so you start to just completely disconnect from any kind of natural cycles. Am I right about this?
Yes. I've fixed it, but I had a circadian rhythm disorder. It is in my prison file. So, So where were we now?
I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. It's just
So I'm in there, and now there's different classification levels. I was C5, which is maximum. And so after they said I was behaving and they let me out, they gave me a lower classification, which allowed me to go to CCU. So one day they come and they gave most of the guys on my tier bags to pack up to leave to go to CCU the
and
next
CCU
day.
CCU is what again?
CCU is below SPU, which is supposed to be not part
of the
prison.
What does it stand for?
Closed custody unit. Okay. So it's a little bit less restrictive. You get out with guys, you can get in fights.
So there's some population.
You go out to the population and go to the chow hall and stuff like that. So you have a little bit more freedom. And so they had already tried, I mentioned them trying to shave my beard and spew, and I told them it was...
Hold that thought. We'll pick up on prison adventures with Footloose here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.